Dollar General and Target this past week both announced plans to reduce self-checkout in their stores. According to payments.com, Dollar General is cutting back on its offering of self-checkout options, saying it is doing so to improve the customer experience and to reduce inventory shrink. In 9,000 of its approximately 14,000 stores equipped with self-checkout, Dollar General is immediately converting some or all of the self-checkout registers to assisted checkout options. The goal in those stores is to drive customers to staffed registers first and to use assisted checkout options only when traffic is high and lines are long. In the remaining stores with self-checkout, the retailer has begun limiting self-checkout to transactions that include no more than 5 items. In 300 stores, the stores with the highest shrink, Dollar General will completely remove this self-checkout option entirely. In a very similar vein, and according to Axios, starting Tuesday, Target stores nationwide will move to express self-checkout with a limit of 10 items or fewer at the self-service registers. Chris, what are your thoughts on the significant scale back of self-checkout in these two outlets?
Yeah, and then today we saw a similar kind of announcement from Walmart too, mm-hmm. right? They're saying they're going to allow the store manager, we'll probably talk about it next week in more detail, but they're going to allow the store managers to decide which way to do this in their store, like give them the autonomy to decide, you know, how much self-checkout that they want to do versus
right.
cashiers and stuff. So,
I mean, you were in store ops, so yep. like, let's back up and talk about like what this means from a store manager to be yeah. able to do something like that in addition to yeah. the rest of the tasks.
Yeah, actually, I didn't have a chance. I want to query my store managers that I used to work with back in the field, but. The thing that sticks out to it for me is like I don't love the fact that you're leaving it up to the discretion of the store manager.
Okay.
I think it's hard for a store manager to ebb and flow to make that decision each and every day to the hour of the day. It can be very inconsistent because you don't have the same manager on duty all the time.
Okay.
Too. And so I think when I step back from this, I don't have much to say that we haven't talked about on other shows, but I think what I think is like all this is just a stopgap measure right now mm-hmm. that. No one really understands the right balance of self-checkout versus man checkout versus assisted checkout in their stores. And so I think we're just going to be in this period of time where it's just going to be kind of chaotic
right.
until we figure that out. And also until we can rip the hardware out of some of these stores
yeah.
and replace it so the customers can have a better visual of where they actually should be going.
Yeah.
Because like even at you know, one of these stores, if you still have the self-checkouts there, people are going to want to use them
right.
and you have to tell them they can't.
Right.
The other point, I don't love having to manage the item counts either. I think that's hard for the team. You got to put your payroll to that too,
right.
which also seems counterproductive to
which
me.
Which will so. They really do? Like that's a, I mean, it's like
I've
the
seen
express
them do it.
Lanes
yeah.
that you see at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean, is anybody
yeah.
really manning them and
yeah.
saying like, okay, you have 17 items instead of 15 or whatever.
Yeah. So it's additive work from a payroll perspective, and so I think. But the problem is we've got to get a sense of where the puts and takes with. How much self-checkout do we want? It's going to be different by chain, too, depending on who your demographics are customer-wise
yeah.
and where your stores are and all that. So I think we just got to get through this period of, like, you know, unfortunately, the pandemic forced everyone to do this,
mm-hmm.
and now we're like, ooh, God, we probably shouldn't have gone so fast on that.
Yeah.
What do we do now? And I just don't think we know the answer yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's – you bring up a good point. Like, shrink from these operations is real. Like, we talked about it, just a reminder for our audience – of what we've mentioned before, like Everseen, who I believe one of these retailers
yep.
is using Dollar General
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they said that the total number of items skipped in a self-checkout right now is closer to 3 items.
Yeah, when there's a miss
scan, 3
items are missing.
3 items are missing. And that total loss from those items is now went up from $11 to over $20 now, just over $20. And so this is causing a real impact for those retailers. They have to do something about it. And you know what it actually made me wonder is, are consumers without those self-checkout options, because in psychologically it feels like you get through the store, you get in and out. It was put in place so consumers don't have to wait in line. Are we going to see consumers, because of eliminated self-checkouts and because of all these products locked up in a store, are we going to see an increase in buy online, pick up in store in the stores that they start to take out self-checkout and that they have everything else locked up? Because consumers don't want to wait in line anymore.
Yeah.
Because the more convenient shopping experience for them, especially for those repeat items like deodorant
yep.
or toothpaste or
yep.
body wash, like those things that no one has 3 minutes for each of those purchases. to wait for and then wait again in behind somebody that's doing their weekly grocery stock up trip. Like, what does that do then? And are the teams also, to your point, prepared to staff more pickers and more, like...
Well, that's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is they start going and buying it online and they start going to Amazon, which actually, as you're saying, that could be why Amazon's holding its first ever spring sale.
Right.
Which you know now for the first time don't have to be a Prime member for either. So they might be smelling the blood in the water on this.
Right.
And they might be going after it pretty hard for that exact reason.
This is where it's beneficial for Amazon to not have stores, conversely, from what we were talking about earlier. But
all right.